let's talk about the final day of minicamp, Coach. You know, how was the work out there today? Looked like Chase Kaufman made several great catches for you.
Yeah, he did. Chase has had a really good off season. He's had a lot of opportunities to get some snaps in, and he's made the most of it. He made a couple of really great catches today. We were specifically working on the red zone area. So, and as you know, our tight end is highly involved in the red zone. And I thought he did a good job. I really am very pleased with the way that our guys finished our non-game playing season. They've been very focused. They adjusted well on Tuesday when we had to go inside. Thought we had a good practice there. Came out and had a good practice yesterday, and they came in today and finished off strong. And I thought the competition was good, and we got a lot of tape to evaluate on these guys over the next 7 or 8 days.
Non-game plan season is off-season conditioning, OTAs, followed by your mini camp.
That's correct. When we started back in April, we've got a 9-week program that our players go through. The veterans, they'll be out of here in the next 30 minutes. They'll be burning rubber as they leave, I'm sure, to spend some time with their families. And we'll have our rookies here for another half a week. And then they'll be leaving. Our drafted rookies will be going to the rookie symposium that the NFL puts on up at the Hall of Fame there in Canton. So that's kind of the schedule for the players. And then we'll be reporting back to training camp on the 25th of July. And we'll get rolling and have our walkthroughs in the morning and padded practices in the afternoon on most days.
That's the 25th report day and
yep.
practice
starts.
26th.
That's correct.
In
that
general,
is correct.
What's your message there to those guys in general, Dan?
A simple message, Randy, in terms of that, you can't win games in the off season, but you sure can lose them. There's lots of ways. You want to make sure that you have everybody healthy. So we've got to continue to be diligent in our workout programs. We need to be as strong as we possibly can be at the start of the season, because it's a long, taxing season for the players, both mentally and physically. Want them to unplug for just a couple of days. This isn't like the end of the season where we want them to get away from it for a while. We just want them to take a couple of days and then get right back into their regiment of lifting weights and running. We need to be in great condition when we report back here.
What are you going to be looking for out of the guys that are in competition for starting spots when they come back from that month and a half?
We want to see them continue to compete like they've been competing. And it's very difficult to really make a true evaluation when you're not in pads, especially at some of the positions that we're talking about. We can evaluate what our players know mentally, but the physical play, this is non-contact in the off season, and they're going to be competing in pads. We'll have approximately 10 padded practices in our training camp.
Yeah, I mean, how limited are you guys with the new CBA rules and everything through training camp?
Well, it does limit us. You really can't have two-a-days. We don't have two-a-days. We have a walkthrough in the morning, and that walkthrough is in baseball caps, and really it's about a 45-minute meeting out there on the field. So we are very limited. We've got to, as I've told our guys, these OTAs and these mini camps, that's the way we're going to practice about 75% of the time once the season gets here. So we've got to have a very good understanding of how to do it, and I think our guys do. Our number one goal in training camp is going to be to get as many guys prepared, because it's a long season. We've got to have depth across the board, so we want to get those guys prepared, and then to make sure that we're as healthy as possible. And that's not easy to do when you're practicing in pads.
Was OC okay?
OC was excused from practice today, and Jason Snelling was excused. Jason Snelling's grandmother passed away. We're very sorry about that. And OC was excused from practice. Knew about this well in advance, basically, when we signed him.
Looking at Trufant and Alford, I guess 2 years ago the Giants had a rookie corner start, and when they won the the Super Bowl. What is it about that position that allows you to be able to, you know, it's a pretty important position, but guys can be rookies and start there and you still win?
Yeah, John, I think it's really about their athleticism, because so much is matchup coverages. There's not a whole lot of, you know, a lot of vision coverages. You know, those guys have the skill set that you're looking for in a corner that can match up and play against the you know, the wide receivers. Now we've got to learn our, you know, learn our system, learn our verbiage, know when they're having help and how they, you know, how we're going to play the, you know, play the different coverages. But I think that the corner position, the wide receiver position, and the running back position are positions that guys can come in and play early. It's not nearly as complex, especially at the wide receiver in the DB position, and especially out on the corner, which is more out on an island.
Coach, I saw Nekude participate
today. Yeah, Thomas was held out. Thomas had a upper leg issue, and we just decided to hold him out. You know, Thomas has got a very good understanding of what we're doing. He was tweaked it just in the last couple days, and we felt like it would be in our best interest not for him to practice today.
Sante
tweaked his ankle yesterday. If we were in the regular season, I will say this, both of those guys would have been out there practicing. We really wanted to get our young corners and our two draft-picked safeties that we added as many reps as we possibly could.